Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. This week, I'm joined by somebody who I'm so excited to speak to. She is a fellow single mother of three. Shout out to the single mothers. She's an author. She's an international keynote speaker. And most interestingly, this is what I want to know about this episode. She's a quantum transformation coach. Come and get involved. I want to know all about it. It's, of course, Susie Ashworth. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited. I've had to ground myself. I was like, Susie, it's you know, it's going to be cool. So thank you for having me.
And do you know what I love is how last minute this was, because literally, I think, was it yesterday or the day before?
The day before.
We just were like, fuck it, let's just record it. Shall we just put it out this Friday? I mean, six children between us and we somehow managed to be free for this. I'm loving that. It was meant to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, universe. So you have a new book that has just come out, Infinite Receiving. It is constantly by my side at the moment because we are doing it in the book club this month. And honestly, this is a book that people are so excited about. I genuinely have never had so many people say, sorry, I actually couldn't wait until the first. I've already read it. Like, it's incredible. It is one of those books that I feel like is going to change the trajectory of our lives. So can you tell us a little bit, who is this book for? Why should you read it? What's it going to do for our goddamn lives?
First of all, when you say that, I just get full body goosebumps. Like, it really, really, really means the world to me. I feel a little bit emotional just saying it, because even though this is my second book, my first book was about birth and babies and vaginas and all of that stuff. This is the first book
first book. I'm gonna have to go back and read that.
This is the first book that I've ever written, like, from my heart, and in order for us to get here, I had to just imagine that nobody was going to read the book other than me. And so who I wrote the book for was somebody like me, and somebody like me a few years ago, but also somebody like me now. And that is just somebody who knows that there is so much more available for them. And I think that that was the me of a few years ago. Like, I knew that there was so much more available for me, but I didn't quite know how to touch it consistently. And I didn't quite believe that I was worthy and deserving of all of the magic that was available to me. So back then, I was listening to Abraham Hicks. I was reading Think and Grow Rich. I was doing all of the stuff, and I was pretty successful. And where I was coming from was, if I get the stuff, this will prove that I'm worthy. If I get the stuff, this will prove that I am successful. If I get the stuff, this will prove that I am enough. And so where I am now in the journey is really understanding that the stuff is beautiful. Like, money is important. Being able to be financially resourced is so fucking important. Being able to choose where you want to go on holiday, choose what car you want, all of that stuff. Like, yes, I want everybody to have that. And I want people to be choosing that stuff from a place of already knowing their worth, a place of already knowing that they're deserving, a place of not needing to prove anything to anybody, not even to yourself. And that's a very, very different place to be creating, co-creating, manifesting your life from. And that is my desire for people when they read this book.
That is a real nuanced energy, isn't it? To manifest, I guess, from alignment, but to manifest from a place of really high self-worth. And I think all of us here, everyone listening, has done it. I know that I've done it. I know that when I first started doing like the money work, like learning about the energy and the frequency of money changed my life. But when I first started doing it, I thought that my highly symbolic token upgrades were like a Gucci belt that I still to this day have never fucking worn. Like, I've never worn it. It's sat in a cupboard somewhere. And buying these, oh, it's so frustrating. And then I bought something from, oh, what was that brand where they did all the weird kiddie fiddling stuff? Balenciaga. Oh, when they did all that weird S&M, and then everyone like cancelled them. And I was like, oh no. So like, I made these huge purchasing mistakes where I was just like, I thought that's what you were supposed to want.
Yeah.
And I've almost got to a point now where I feel like it's obviously a journey, but everything that I manifest, I try to do because it's going to improve my quality of life or my time with my children, not because I think it will make me look good or I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses. So I drive an old Nissan that literally has dents in the back.
Yeah.
But I've nearly paid off my mortgage on my dream house and I've got a pool. Do you know what I mean? So it's like,
yes.
And I'll wear Primark. So is that truly what it's about? It's about manifesting what you truly deserve in your life to make it better, not because you think it's what you should have.
I think that that's a part of it. Right in the beginning, when I'm talking about what infinite receiving is, I say, like, in its most simplest terms, it's about unlocking human potential. And it's this idea that we get to walk down the street, which again is related to self-worth for sure, but it is knowing at the core of your being that you are a fucking magical creator. Like, that every single person on this planet has the capacity to create miracles, because that is our purpose. Like, our purpose is to evolve, and our purpose is to explore the edges of more. And that's what we're here to do. So many people don't realize that that's the game, you know? It's very much related to self-worth. It's that feeling of not enoughness. It's not good enough. It's the context that you've been brought up with, where you've been told by parents, by partners, by teachers, just to tone it down a little bit, just be a little bit quieter, just stay in your box. It's the shame and the fear that so many people grow up with because of many, many different stories and experiences. It's about shaving all of that shit away, so that you can come back to knowing your true, magical, powerful, potent self. And then from that place, be like, what do we want to do? How do we want to play?
Yes. Do you know what? That idea of it being playful and like a game is such a, I think I actually, I'm quoting you for your own book. I feel like this is what I read in one of the first chapters of your book, but it really resonated with me, because I think sometimes we can be such controlling manifestors, or we can be such like manic manifestors, like, I really need it to happen. And an area of manifesting that has really worked well for me is money. And I don't know if it's because it's arbitrary. It's like you either did it or you didn't. You put £50,000 on your vision board and you either did it or you didn't. Like, I love that. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to when people say, I'm going to manifest love. And then they meet some guy on Tinder that like is covered in red flags. And I'm manifesting it. I'm like, did you though? Whereas money, you can't argue with it. You know, you either did or you didn't. And I love that. And I've completely forgotten my train of thought. What were we actually just talking about?
You were talking about with money, it's very, very specific. And the love example you gave was kind of more wishy-washy. But I want to, we're always manifesting all of the time, and we are always receiving all of the time. We are, again, born infinite receivers. It's just how conscious are we being? And that is also the game. It's like this, just now I went out to Starbucks to get myself a coffee, and as I was coming out of the Starbucks, I saw my next door neighbors, Bill and Helen. They are a lovely old couple. We never ever see each other. And Bill's like, how are you doing? And I'm like standing there thinking, oh my God, like I've got to get away for the podcast interview. And I'm like, and they're talking to me, and I'm smiling. And then I'm like, Suze, just relax. Just relax. Like, what can you receive in this moment? Like, I look at my clock. I'm like, I'm fine. We're good for another 10 minutes. And as I'm relaxing, he's telling me about how Helen has got Alzheimer's. And he obviously really wanted to tell me, you know, he really needed a break and he really needed to just communicate that to me. And as I got in my car, plenty of time, got in my car, it's just like, he really needed that. And I looked up and I'm like, thank you. Like, I'm going to make more of an effort with them. It's like I co-created that experience with the universe, and it could have been a fucking nightmare because I was in my head and not wanting to spend time with them or give them any energy. Or it could have been how it ended up being, which was me just relaxing and realizing that I can be a bit of a better neighbor. Like, that is in the moment, shifting from being unconscious, all about me, to conscious, let's infinitely receive and consciously co-create something magical in this moment. And so along with the stuff, it's this view of the world that gets to shift. I think that when you're really tapped into this frequency.
Yes, and that's, I love the name infinite receiving. And you do say at the beginning of the book, you know, you worry that people will look at that title. And I looked at it and I just thought, infinite receiving, like I just get to receive all the time. And you do sort of think like, oh, bloody hell, that's a bit greedy. But you're right, we are receiving all the time. We are constantly at a frequency. We are constantly attracting. And it's just we get to decide what it is that we attract. And my memory has come back. Forgive my baby brain. Yeah. My babies are 3 and a half, but I'm still blaming baby brain. You were talking about manifesting, getting to just be like this playful, curious thing.
Yes.
And I was saying about how money is one of the areas that I really enjoy experimenting with, because it is really you either achieved it or you didn't. And I love that about it, because I love to see real black and white results. And I worked on all of my money mindset about 2.5-3 years ago, and my income jumped by 10 times. It was insane. And then it's just stayed the same ever since. And I'm now revisiting it 2 years later, but I'm coming at it from an angle of like, I don't really care if my income increases. Like, I actually genuinely don't care, but I'm so curious. Like, it's like a game to me. Like, I want to put some crazy number and just like, it's almost like just a fun game. And I think maybe that, would you agree, is like the key to manifesting amazingly, is like, not having that kind of desperation or anything, but just thinking, what can I create? Like, how magical can I fucking be? Like, what can I do?
Yeah. Who is it that I get to be? When I think about, so what's your number? What's your wild, crazy number?
Oh, bloody hell, Susie. Oh God, I don't know. What are we talking about?
So how much would you love to earn? Like, when you think about stretching your income out.
I got there.
I do.
You talk about money.
Yeah. So isn't this interesting? So in the book,
isn't it?
Yes. I talk about taking aligned action. So what is it that you want? And then you've got to act in alignment with it. And what I immediately take from this situation is, in private, when you're playing, it gets to be a game. But the moment that I am asking you, like on your podcast, to actually speak the number, then there's some kind of story, some kind of limiting belief, some part of you that doesn't feel okay, completely embodying the fact that you're about to stop playing a whole different fucking game.
Yeah.
And so there is the, yes, it's a game and I don't really care. And when you think about who you get to stretch into to be an energetic match for this next level, you get to hold it lightly. It gets to be playful, but you definitely got to be able to speak your number. And so there is your work.
All right, Susie. Right, just call me out on my own goddamn podcast. Right, okay, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to rip it off like a plaster. I'm just going to say it real quick. I would like to have a £100,000 month.
Oh, I'm like, already done for you, babes. Already done for you. See, and this is the other really fun thing. I had this experience in Waterstones a couple of weeks ago, just after the book came out. And it's really knowing that, you will have heard this, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Like, all of the energy that ever was in the world is already here. All of the energy that ever will be in the world is already here. Our thoughts are energy. So all of the thoughts that you're ever going to have in your fucking lifetime are already in the universe. All of the answers to every single problem that you are going to have in your entire lifetime are already here. And the only thing that stops us from connecting to the solution is our alignment. So when you say 100K month, it goes without saying that it's already here, because that's the universal law. So the only thing is you actually being a match for the thing. Now, what happened to me in Waterstones a couple of weeks ago is I'm like, oh my God, I've got my book in a shop. Like, let's go. And I take the kids with me and we have this whole thing in Bluewater. And as I'm in there and the guy's like, do you want to sign it? I'm like, yep, cool. He goes, I'm just going to have a look on the computer to see if we've got any other copies of the book and you can sign those as well. And I go, okay. And he comes back and he says, are you Susie Ashworth who wrote The Calm Birth Method? And I went, yeah. He goes, oh, we've got that here as well. I'm like, that means that I've had a book in Waterstones for the last 5 years, but I wasn't a match for knowing that. I didn't think that that was me then. So I didn't look, I didn't ask, I didn't expect it, but it was already in the fucking shop. It's only that my alignment now to this book that opened the doors for me to see that it was already here all along. Yeah. So the people that are going to be a conduit for that money are already here. The ideas that you need are already here. Like, it's already done. And the first step to you getting one step closer towards that 100K month, you're just done by speaking it into reality. And now we want to speak it more and more and more. So it just gets very fucking comfortable. And then you start getting very practical about, okay, so what's the next step? Is it raising my rates? Is it creating another project, another product? You know, all the time, holding it lightly, having fun with it, just seeing how much more can I stretch myself? Like, that's the way that I like to think about manifestation.
And really that first step of, you know, our words are spells, right? And we saw how powerful that was, that I feel very confident about my money mindset. Yeah. And yet when you asked me to say it in front of 80,000 people, I'm like, that the energy was like palpable, that like I couldn't say it. But I'm very aware that when you speak things out loud, they literally happen. For me, that's been something that they happen faster than you ever thought possible. Like, I remember a couple of years ago, I was freshly divorced, moved back to London to a little one bedroom flat with my daughter. And I was literally just doing spray tans 2 days a week. That's the only income I had going on, really. And I just remember one day thinking, I wonder if I could try and buy a second house. Like, if I could keep my flat, but buy a house in the country near my family and raise my daughter in the countryside. And I just called an estate agent, not an estate agent. Who do you call? A mortgage advisor.
Yeah.
And as soon as I said those words out loud, and I was like, well, I only work 2 days a week and I just do spray tans, but I want to do this. And as soon as I said the number, like, the house is going to cost this. This is what I need. It's almost like saying it to another human, put it in motion.
Yes.
It just put it in motion. And yes. That repeatedly happens throughout my life. I just recently had a wealth management meeting. Who is she? And the guy was like, what do you want? Like, what do you want? And I found myself being all like, oh, I don't know. And I said, well, I want to buy a house in London and it's going to be like, I don't know. And I was apologizing. I was like, I think it's going to be like £1.2 million. And he just said, okay. Yeah. And it's like, as soon as I'd said it out loud to another person,
yes.
I can feel that house coming to me in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
It's done.
Because you also are coming from a base of having done a lot of work.
Yes.
And you can see it on your podcasts, like when you're speaking to people, there's a real sense of, this is who I am. I have arrived in the place. I am a gift. And that energy is very, very magnetic. And in the book, I talk about the four pillars. And the first three pillars are the most important when it comes to making it easier for manifestation. But I think that you embody greatness. And again, when we think about that 100K month, there's like a little elevation that gets to happen so that you are embodying greatness at that level of 100K month. And then what happens after that? And that's why I say that this book is like a lifetime's work, because we should always be evolving and growing and wanting the next thing, not from a place of dissatisfaction, but from a place of, what can I create next? And so every time we push ourselves to the edge, it's like, okay, how do I know my greatness at this level and that level and this level?
Now, Susie, this is all well and good because we're both rich bitches. That's fine. But what I truly want to know is, how do we translate this to love? Please help me out.
I love this question because I've been on my dating journey for the last year and a half. So I split up with my husband, my ex-husband, 3 years ago. We literally just got officially divorced this month.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I have been dating for the last year and a half. So this has been really present for me. And I would say that actually for the last 2 years, I have been on my, what I've called my sexploration journey. And so.
Is that a nice way of saying a hoe phase?
I've definitely had a hoe bag era, but it's not been for 2 years.
Okay.
But what I decided when I was kind of, when I'd done my, like the big healing from the breakup was, well, the question I asked myself is, what do I want? And what I want is the type of love affair and relationship that goes down in the history books, you know, like really just deep, incredible connection emotionally, physically, spiritually, intellectually, like really just deep, deep love. So that's the first part. What do I want? And then the second part is, well, I have to be willing to take action in alignment with that. And I think that frequently when we are trying to manifest anything, we're looking to outside of ourselves. So where is he? Where is she? Like, where are we going to find the person? It's like, no, first of all, if I want to be a match for a love affair of the ages, then I have to be having a fucking love affair with myself.
Yes.
And so this is where I have started. What do I want? And then if I'm going to have a love affair with myself, I need support because, and I talk about this in the book, like one of the pillars is the pillar of infinite love. And what I realized maybe 4 or 5 years ago is, even though I'm a really open-hearted person, I'm an extrovert, I love people, the way that I was operating in my life was that my heart was closed. My heart was like, if you can imagine my heart, it was like I had a big shield over it. And then the shield was like surrounded by bars. It was like, I am going to give you my love and my attention, but you are not going to get close enough to break my fucking heart.
Right.
Like that is not happening. And so that impacted every relationship with my ex, with my kids, with my friends, like with everybody. You couldn't get in. And so I knew, no, still, that to be a match for this love affair of all ages, I had to start dissolving the bars, the barriers, and softening my heart so I could be open to receiving and giving. And with that, that's challenging, because what you're saying, what you have to say to yourself when your heart, when you're living with an open heart, is I'm willing to have my heart smashed into 1,000 pieces. And that is vulnerable. So I'm curious, when I say that to you, do you feel, are you open to having your heart broken again?
I say yes, but I also, my actions are like, if you detract 1 centimeter of my home life with my daughters, you can fuck yourself. Yeah. So, no. Probably not.
So,
life is full of what ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Again, like, it's really when we're in this vibe of consciously creating, we're looking at a whole new level of self-awareness. Because I know the concepts in this book are super simple. Intellectually, everybody gets them. But look at your results, and that will tell you how much you are embodying the truth that is within this book. And so I agree. Like, recently I met a guy. Oh, he was great.
Was he?
He was really, really great. He was really great.
Why is your face looking like that? What have we got, an accompanying dick pic or something? What are we going to get a visual reference? What's going on?
There is no dick pic that I will be revealing today. I think I'm laughing because to get to this guy, I've been on 1.5 years of dates, and I've been filtering. Every single guy has been like, no, no, yeah, like this, don't like that. And so I really feel like every date I go on now, especially, it's either one step closer or it is the one. I'm getting better and better because of all of these dates. And so I'm smiling because I was very close with this one. And why am I telling you this? I can't remember where I was going with it.
We keep forgetting what we're talking about. But that feeling of like someone's quite close enough, I imagine that's got a lot to do with like your own self-worth and what you're willing to settle for. Because I know that so many people listening will be like, oh my God, he's such a nice guy. Like, he's perfect, but he just does cocaine every weekend. Or he's such a nice guy, but like he beats his mother. Like we just go, oh, well, you know.
Let me compromise. Well, this is, again, it's acting in alignment. And that's the thing with this guy. His timeline was not the same as mine. So he wanted the girlfriend experience, but he didn't want to commit. Now, 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when I was 19, I would have been like, but you're so fit and you're so funny and you're so intelligent and you're doing well and you've got this going on and everything is perfect. But I'm looking for the king.
Yeah.
You know? And so in order to be a match for that, I have to say no to the one that's very, very close and very, very enjoyable and very, very, you know, sexy. but it's a no. So it's always that action in alignment. The other thing I want to say is that I've called in a lot of support with this as well. It's like I've had to, with infinite receiving, it's aligned action, but it's also lean back energy. It's that real beautiful balance between divine masculine and divine feminine. But with love, it's very easy for me to be like, you know, I'm on the apps. I'll do this for half an hour. I'll make sure that I've connected. Like I'll make sure I'm connected with 15 people. It's like, no. So I've had to get support in. And that has been, you know, training as a love, sex and relationship coach. It's been getting my own coach and mentorship. So it's been really like just allowing myself to be held. And the more I've allowed myself to be held, all that they do is reflect to me what I've written in the book about life for my love. But hearing it from somebody else is like, oh, yeah. And I think that the really big thing is like everything I just said to you about knowing that it's already done. If you know that it's already done, you can fucking relax, right? And you can just play. If I know that the greatest love of all time is already done for me, like I can stop being like a mad woman on Bumble and just like take a minute, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's the big thing when it comes to manifestation is knowing that a delay is not a denial, and it's not yet. There's a little bit more like work in inverted commas that gets to be done so that divine timing, we're a match, you know, that's the way that I think about it. And in the meantime, how much more can I fucking love myself? How much more can I wake up and be like, oh, you're amazing. How much more pleasure can I allow in my life? How much more richness can I allow in my life? So that when the time is right, that love gets to be such a cherry.
Yeah. And also embrace this single season as well, because I think that we are always in such a habit of the grass is always greener on the other side. Yeah. And I know people that are in relationships and really struggle to get out, and they're like, oh God, your life is so nice and you have your child free time and you just get to paint your house whatever color you want. Yeah. And I have to sometimes stop and remind myself and think, these are the days that I will look back on and be like, what a fucking ride. Like, what a time that was. Yeah. Like, you want a dick appointment over on a Friday night? You've got a dick appointment. If you want to paint your whole house pink, you can paint your whole house pink. Like, and that, this is like the beautiful tapestry of life. And I try to always embrace that season. But look, there's embracing a season and there's embracing a season for fucking 5 years. So like we're starting to get a little impatient.
Yeah. But you said it right at the beginning when I said, are you willing to have your heart broken? So you're not a match for it yet.
I'm not.
There's a level of vulnerability. There is another level of softness. There is another level of openness that you have got to tap into before somebody is going to walk into that space.
Do you know what I think the problem is? Is I keep watching documentaries about men that kill their partners.
I was watching your stories last night and honestly, I was dying because I love a true crime documentary as well, but it's not good for your nervous system. Do you know what I mean? We're looking for expansion, not contraction. So maybe we need to stop watching them.
Oh, I enjoy them so much because it just reinforces my belief that they're all out to get us. But it also isn't helping me. It's not helping me at all.
You want to watch Love is Blind?
I'm trying to trust the timing of it. I really do. Like, I feel like redirection is the universe's protection. And there's been so many things where things I thought have like fucked up in my life. And when I look back, I think, God, thank God that happened. And I do think, 100%. You know, I've got three very young children. Mm. I am the primary everything, like caregiver, breadwinner, everything. And that's a lot. And actually, if this season of my life is just about being 100% a mother, do you know what? I'm here for it. Susie, do you know what I want to talk to you about?
What?
Do you know what I want to know about?
What do you want to
know? Quantum leaping.
I want to know more. What is a, hang on, a quantum transfer? What is quantum transformationing? That's not a word. You know what I mean.
In the most simple terms, it's just making a big, massive shift in your life in a really short period of time. And so the year that I made $1 million, the year before, my business had turned over 420,000. And so to go from four to triple my income in a year, that is a quantum leap by most people's standards.
Right.
And so it's that your ability to collapse the timeline. And at the same time, what I say is a quantum shift can happen in a second. So this is a shift in somebody's perspective. All of a sudden, like earlier on, you might say, it's not the best example with you and the 100K because you'd already decided that you want it. But, you know, I have people come to events who are like, oh my God, this is the worst thing in the whole entire world, and then leave and they're like, oh my God, this is the best thing that has ever happened to me. It's like, great. We've had a quantum shift, but a quantum transformation happens over time. And that is the compound effect of you continuing to, one, decide that what you want is available to you, and then the compound effect of you on a daily basis taking steps towards it. And for me, this is why I love it when people have big, massive goals that feel almost impossible, because that causes you to stretch in a way that you haven't, that is not normal. And when you're consistently stretching, and I use the word stretching, maybe I want to shift it to expanding, because when I say consistently stretching, you have people who are like, that sounds really stressful.
And
it doesn't need to be stressful. It's just consistently expanding. When you do that day after day after day after day, what happens is that you see like mind-blowing results in a much shorter time than if you go for kind of like a mediocre goal and I take steps on a day-to-day basis, you kind of get mediocre results. Even if you hit the goal, it's like, But if you go for something massive, even if you don't hit it, on the way there, you're like eating huge milestones and people are like, what is happening in your life? You know, I don't know you and your story very well, but I would say that you have already created quantum transformations in your life. You talk about the flats or where you are in your house and the pool and going on cruises and stuff. Like, that sounds like you have already.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Most people will look at that and be like, I might expect that in a lifetime. You've done that in a few years. So you're already a match for it.
100%. As you were saying that, I could totally identify. The pandemic was when my life was, I lived in London, I had one daughter, I had a beauty salon. And then within a year, all of that had been lost. Everything was lost. And I suddenly had three children. I was a number one podcaster. I was earning 100 million times more than I ever was before. And my entire life changed. And I was like, boy, this is like what people do in 10 years.
Yes.
So I have totally experienced that.
Yeah.
It's very interesting because it's very effortless. And with money, I experienced that buying this house, which is like my dream house. I didn't try. I didn't save. Yeah. I didn't really try. And then boom, a year later, I phoned my mortgage guy because it's time to remortgage. And he said, oh, you could pay this mortgage off in 2 years. And I was like, can I? Like, what? It's almost like I wasn't aware of it. Yeah. It just is. Yeah.
I think when I listen to you, what you are embodying is what I talk about in the book. So it's detachment actually from the goal. So it's like, yes, I want the house. Yes, I want 100K, but I'm not holding on to it like I will die if it doesn't happen.
And so it'll make no difference to my life.
It makes no difference to your life. So what's happening in between you saying I want this and having the goal is that you're just enjoying day by day. You're enjoying the process. And the more you enjoy the process, do you know what I mean? I saw you like sweeping up outside your house. You're like, I'm just going to feng shui the outside of my house and I'm just switching over the roof and it just gives me so much joy. And I'm like, that's it. Like, how much can you enjoy your life? And again, you're in a position where you've obviously done the work. And for people who are not quite there, this book is to help you let go of all of the stories that you have been living into on a day-to-day basis that stop you from feeling that joy, stop you from knowing that it gets to be fun sweeping the front of your house, even when you're in the shit. Like, that's the more and more and more people activated on a day-to-day basis, enjoying their fucking life, that will absolutely accelerate the speed at which you manifest your dreams.
100%. You've absolutely got it. It is just enjoying the process. And I think for us, I think sharing it with other people, I don't know about you, I'm so passionate about sharing this with women, particularly mothers who maybe, I get so many women say like they either want to leave their partner and they can't afford it, or they don't want to go back to work and leave their children. And I'm like, I totally get it. I've been in both of those spaces. Yes. And I think it's just, for me, it's always about trying to prove to people like, this shit works, and it doesn't just work for me. It can work for anyone. Oh. It doesn't matter what your situation is. Like, this fucking works. I'd love to know, when did you first realize like, oh my God, like this works?
Oh, this is a, I first realized, and so actually just to give a tiny bit more context, because what you just said about you and your life and wanting to prove it, the way that I talk about this, because I don't love prove it energy, but I say be the model, not the mirror, be the model for what is possible. And so when people come into my world, I like to remind them that I was fostered at the age of 3 months old, and my foster parents were found in the back of a fucking magazine. And it could have been anybody that I went to. Like at back then in the late 70s, private fostering was really normal. You'd have like magazines where you just have families saying, I'll take your kids. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that was very, very normal. So I could have ended up with anyone, but I ended up with my foster parents who were absolutely incredible. But my mum passed away when I was 19 and my dad passed away when I was 23. And when my mum passed away, I was not a nice person. And I have a lot of compassion for that version of me, because I'm like, I was 19, and it's not weird that as a 19-year-old you think that the world revolves around you. But I was very selfish. I was very self-centered. I had very low self-esteem. I was, as Abraham Hicks would say, looking for love in all of the wrong places, because I was dealing unconsciously with the trauma of being fostered at 3 months old, even though I had incredible parents. And so I went on, when my mum passed away, it was my biggest loss, but it was also a very distinct choice point. Who do you want to be, and how do you want to live this life? Because not only was I not there for my mum when she died, but when I reflected on her life, I don't think that she died feeling fulfilled. And I don't think that she died like happy with her lot. And so for me, a big part of the journey was one, writing a letter to my mum, like, I'm sorry and I love you and I'm so grateful for you. And also making a very clear intention that I was going to live a life that by the time I got to the end of it, I'd be like, you fucking lived this. Like, you did it. You left it all on the table, like you did it.
Yeah. So
that was the start of me being like, I need to do something different. And I ended up traveling around the world, but I lived with this girl called Sarah Jane Rawkins, who teaches yoga in Amsterdam. And we lived in Amsterdam together. And she is a very magical human being. And she's the first person who turned me on to manifestation. And she was the type of person to be like, oh, I just need a mobile phone. And like 2 days after, she'd like, somebody had come into, she used to like work in the weed shops, and somebody had come into the shop and be like, oh, Sarah, I was just thinking about you. I've got this mobile phone. Do you want it? And that type of stuff would happen to her all the time. And I was just watching, thinking, what is going on here? Like, why is this stuff, it just happened so many times. And she gave me this book called The Celestine Prophecy. Have you read that book?
No, I'm writing it down.
It is all about synchronicities and the universe, like working with the universe. I don't think I really got it at the time, but she gave me this book and I read it and I was like, there's something in this. I didn't get it for me, but I really saw it in her. And so I was probably about 22 when I first started like exploring all of this work. And then in business, I've had my business now for, this will be my 11th year this year. And my first year in business, I earned minus £14,000. And the second minus? Year in business, minus.
How the fuck did that happen? Susie.
I spent a lot on courses. I spent a lot on coaches. I spent a lot on training. But my second year in business, I made £126,000. And even then, I was like, okay. But what I took, what I brought to my business was everything that I learned in hypnobirthing. Have a vision for what it is that you want. Look at all of the things that are getting in your way, all of the fears, all of the stories, let it go. Then use the tools, meditation, journaling, to work through all of those fears so that you are physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually ready to create what it is that you want to create. And I brought that into my business. So the story's winding, but my eyes were open to this, I suppose, 25 years ago. The life that I have created, I think that I've been doing it for the last decade. And I think that things went on steroids, maybe to pandemic time, 2020.
The pandemic was a blessing for us all. For so many people.
For so many people. Yeah, for sure. Because I remember thinking to myself, there's a lot of fear in my community and people were just so afraid to sell, afraid to shut in business, worried about what was going to happen with their business. And I just remember I did a digital detox for 3 days and I just sat and I meditated and I journaled and I just thought, what do you need to do here? Who do you need to be? And it's there where I decided that I was going to create my first non-business course. It was a course called The Gateway, and it was all about connecting with your inner power. It was all about co-creating with the universe. It was all about tapping into your limitless potential. And that was the start. That was the year that I went from 420 to 1.2 million.
That's insane. And did I read somewhere you said you've made 6 million? Now, where have I got 6 million from? I don't know.
Yeah, 6 million since 2020.
6 million since 2020. Your so personal friends with Richard Branson. She's been to Necker Island.
I've been to Necker Island. Richard's in my phone.
You've been in what? Forbes? I've got the list. I've got the list. This is leading somewhere. Wait, I'm going to get to the list. Where have you been? Forbes, Grazia, BBC. My question is, because I'm so interested in this, are there still people in your life that don't take on board any of this shit and are not even curious about how you've created this life for yourself?
Yeah, the majority.
Isn't I would say wild? Yeah,
the majority. Anybody who I know who I don't know from online is not really interested and not, we will not have discussions about it. It's just, it's very, I've got pre-online Sue's life and friends and then post. And I have to be honest that the people that I know from pre, these are my people. I will always be friends with them. And there are so many people that dropped off because there wasn't enough of a connection for me to not be bothered about the fact that I couldn't fully integrate them into my life. And that's very hard for a lot of people. I think it stops a lot of people creating their dream life because they're worried about who's going to drop off.
It'll edit the people out, won't it? It'll edit all kinds of shit out of your life. And sometimes you're not ready for it to be edited.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting that. Well, I'm glad you said that because I just find it so bizarre how people around you will constantly be like, "Oh, I'm so broke," or "Oh, I'm so," and I think
do you know what I do?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I teach? And they just, it's like they love to complain, but they won't. Yeah. I think that's the one thing I want to say about the book. If you are interested in reading the book, it is called Infinite Receiving. Yes. And we are doing it in the book club. It is available. I'll leave a link for it down below as well. But everything you need to change the trajectory, I can't say that word. I don't know why I choose to say it because I can't say it. Trajectory, direction of your life is within the pages of that book. It is fully possible to spend, what is it, $8.99, a book these days, £10, and change your life.
Yeah.
And it's just the decision. It's the difference between people who choose to do that and people who don't, isn't it? It's that simple. Oh, God. It's been a joy speaking to you today, Susie. I've loved every single minute. I can't wait to read the book. I'm one chapter in and I'm loving my life, I've got to say. But you are going to be in the book club somehow, aren't you? We're going to do a Q&A or something later this month.
I would absolutely love
to. There's going to be so many questions for you.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
And what else? Where can people find you? How can we find you? Let us know.
Do you know what? Everybody who buys the book right now, you get a 7-day free trial in my membership. I've brought back the gateway, so you can come over and find me there, susieashworth.com, or email my team, hey@susieashworth, and let them know that you've purchased a copy of the book and you can get 7 days in there. But I'm on Instagram, Susie_Ashworth. You'll find me, I kind of tend to play around on Facebook. Facebook is more of my personal stuff, but I keep my page open. But for all of the kind of business inspiration, life inspiration, infinite receiving inspiration, then over on Instagram is the vibe.
Amazing. Thank you for being here today. And I will see you bitches next week. The law of attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.